Proclamation number 4725 of 27th of August, 1949. Earth Destiny. Surrender to God's will. You must endure what is destined for you, for earthly fate is shaped according to your will and the human being's task, which, if it is particularly important, requires a higher degree of maturity in order to be able to be carried out in accordance with my will. Suffering and adversity purifies the soul. Suffering and adversity brings it closer to me, and my presence is all the more certain the greater the adversity. For adversity is a sign of concern for my children who, in order to belong to me completely, have to be educated, whose souls therefore have to purify themselves in order to be able to accept me, in order to be able to endure my presence, and thus recognize your Father's kindness in every adversity, for whom I love I specially take care of. I certainly love all my living creations, yet where I find reciprocated love I also want to increase the love I bestow, but this also requires a purified heart. Yet I also want to give you proof of my love if you need it to strengthen your soul in spiritual adversity. I want to let you have a glimpse into your father life, and what you see in a dream accept it as a bright face, yet don't forget your task which is unspeakably important and should always be placed before everything. Know that everything my spirit proclaims to you is truth and that everything will come to pass as I have foretold it to you. Know that you will experience it and that nothing earthly will then bind you anymore, yet in closest union you will then serve me in earnest striving towards the same aim and in recognizing the truth. There is a love which is stronger than death, and whoever carries this love in his heart also conquers death. Remember this when you want to give up because of my apparent hardship, which has imposed a fate on you that seems too heavy for you. Nevertheless, I remain affectionately attached to you and intervene as soon as the time comes when I need you to work together for me and my kingdom. Amen.